Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and systems sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and systems sold separately.
Proceeded. 3, 2, 1. Ignition.
Get ready for an adventure of magnificent proportion.
You've been told, but we're in a golden age. So many discoveries that are jumping off the page. Wow in the world.
Scrolling, 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 swiping.
Hey, you.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, what?
How long have you been sitting here scrolling through videos of cute cats riding on babies?
Oh, 2 hours? 3?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Whoa.
Listen, don't you think it's about time you changed your entire life?
Oh, well, change it in what way?
You know, take yourself to the next level.
Oh, well, that sounds good, I guess. What level am I even on?
Are you ready to climb into the driver's seat and floor the gas pedal towards your ultimate destiny?
Oh, are you talking about my ice cream truck? Because the last time I floored the gas, my foot actually went through the floor and...
Awesome! Then you're ready to sign up for my 8-hour daily fitness challenge.
8 hours a day? Who even are you?
Yeah! I'm Little Buff Bunny, founder of Little Buff Bunny's Big Gym. And I want you to join me on an exercise adventure that will leave you screaming, Bunker Balls!
Bunker Balls.
And when I'm done with you, you won't even know your own name.
Oh,
Are you ready to look in the mirror and see a complete stranger?
Well, I mean, I actually kind of like myself just the way I am, so...
Radical! Then what are you waiting for? Come on down to Little Buff Bunny's Big Gym and get ready for a reinvented you!
Reinvented me? Well, I am an inventor.
And if you can get 4 or more of your friends to join, your first session is free!
Free, but how much does the rest cost?
No, don't worry about cost. The question you should be asking is, am I worth it?
Am I worth it? Yeah, I am worth it.
That's right, honey. And all it takes is your time and money.
I'm worth it! I better go tell the gang about this. Now, where did I put my megaphone? Oh, hey, Reg. Didn't see you there. Megaphone, right. Thanks, Reg. Now, come on. It's time to invent new versions of ourselves. Mindy and Reggie 2.0. Walk, 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 walk. Opening the door. Attention. Attention. Oh. There we go. Attention, everyone in the whole neighborhood!
Mindy?
Are you ready to turn yourself upside down and inside out until you're the opposite of yourself?
What? I'm ready, Mindy!
Dennis, where did you come from?
What do you mean? I've been standing right here behind you this whole time!
What?
Mindy, what's going on? I thought I took the batteries out of that megaphone!
Oh, hi, Guy Raz!
Mindy, put down the megaphone!
Oops, sorry! sorry. So glad you're here.
Hi, Guy.
Okay, we gotta get down to Little Buff Bunny's big gym right now.
I'm sorry, Little Buff what?
Little Buff Bunny's big gym.
Yeah, Guy. Little Buff Bunny's big blag. Wait, what is it?
Oh, we have to act now and bring all of our friends so we can get our first session free.
Ah, hurry.
And then we can turn our lives upside down and inside out until we look into the mirror and see strangers.
Oh.
Mindy, what are you talking about?
Go faster, Fingerling.
I'm going as fast as I can, G-Force.
Oh, good. It's Grandma G-Force and Thomas Fingerling. We need them to come, too. Grandma G-Force! Thomas Fingerling! Over here!
Is he pushing her up the hill in a shopping cart?
Oh, yeah, the shopping cart is their new fitness routine. They take turns pushing each other up the hill.
Huh, looks like a good cardiovascular workout.
G-Force, it's my turn to ride in the cart now.
No, it's not.
You said we were gonna take turns.
Well, I never said nothing.
Grandma G-Force, Thomas Fingerling!
Push us over there, Fingerling. Mindy wants something.
Fine.
Hi, Mindy.
Hello. Wendy?
Mr. Fingerling, are you okay?
Oh, yeah. Just working out. You know, getting swole, making gains, hitting my macros.
You ain't hitting your macros.
Well, I'd say pushing Grandma G-Force up a hill in a shopping cart is kind of a weird way of working out.
Yeah, where did you even get a shopping cart?
Mind your business, boy.
Yeah, don't call it weird. Inclined shopping cart is the best workout we got.
Well, what if I told you there was another way?
Another way?
A better way.
A better way?
Yeah, the Little Buff Bunny's big gym way.
You don't say.
And it only takes 8 hours a day.
Well, I'd rather eat hay.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, come on.
Wait a minute, Mindy. I remember now. I've seen the advertisements for that place. That little buff bunny promising to change your life and his slogan? Aw, yeah, honey. All it takes is your time and your money.
Wait, you all know about Little Buff Bunny?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all
right. He's
famous. Yeah, Little Buff Bunny's been trying to get the whole town to join.
Well, then, what are we waiting for?
Yeah, what are we waiting for?
We're not waiting for anything. We're not joining Little Buff Bunny's big gym.
Oh, why not, Guy Raz?
Because he convinces people that if they exercise in his gym for 8 hours a day and pay him a lot of money, they'll all be buff and physically fit. It's a fitness scam.
Well, I like a good fitness scam.
You do?
Yeah, I scammed you into pushing me up this hill in a shopping buggy.
Oh, yeah.
And I love it because I'm worth it.
And I love whatever Mindy loves.
But...
No buts, Guy Raz. That's three friends, and all we need is one more, and our first session is free. Reggie, where are you going?
That pigeon hates scams or something?
Oh, no, he says he only does jazzercise.
Oh, no! Mindy, where are we ever going to find one more friend at this hour?
What? Oh, him, right.
Good luck, everyone. I think I hear my, beans calling. Yeah.
Wait a minute, Guy Raz.
Come on, Garage.
Yeah, come on, Garbage.
Yeah, come on, Dry Gauze.
What?
Please, Guy Razzy, you're our only hope.
Don't any of you have any other friends?
No!
Fine, but I'm only going under one condition.
Sure, anything at all.
you have to let me tell you about a new scientific study I just read about the science of fitness.
Science? Oh, no.
You've got yourself a deal.
Well, then, okay.
Yes!
Wait, how are we going to get there, Mindy? Little Buff Bunny's big gym is all the way down at the bottom of the hill.
Yeah, it's all the way over by the supermarket, where we borrowed this here shopping cart without asking.
Hush, Fingerling.
Borrowed without asking? That's stealing. You need to return that cart immediately.
Oh, fine.
Okay, everyone in the shopping cart with Grandma G-Force.
What?
Hooray! Make room for Dennis.
Oh, hey, get out of my lap, boy.
Scooch over, everyone. Come on, Thomas Fingerling, hop inside.
Okay, easy does it now. Okay, I think I'm in.
Hey, Guy Razzi?
Yes?
How about a little push?
How do I get myself into these things?
Just get us rolling down the hill, and then you jump in, okay?
Okay. Ready?
Yep. Hold on tight, everyone, because here we go!
Too steep! You're all moving too fast!
Well, run faster, boy.
I'm running as fast as I can!
Whoopee! Being a rider is way more fun than being a pusher.
Who's steering this thing?
I don't know.
Mindy! Mindy, watch out!
Talk louder!
I wonder what he was trying to tell us.
Oh, I see. He was trying to say we're about to crash into the rack of shopping carts.
What?
Oh, hush, puppies.
Well, little shopping cart, consider yourself returned.
Oh, I think I broke my butt.
Is everyone okay?
Yeah!
Run.
Hey, Guy Raz! You're all sweaty.
Mindy!
Oh, look, Mindy! The fitness scam place is right over there across the street!
Yeah! Come on in and sign up for my 8-hour daily fitness challenge.
Little Buff Bunny's Big Gym! Look, everyone! We made it! Come on!
Not so fast.
What?
I said I'd join you all under one condition.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
That's right. Science!
Crash into the shopping buggies again.
Stop groaning. This is important.
Come on, everyone. We promised to hear him out. And besides, it's science.
Well, then spit it out, boy.
Okay, so I just read a fascinating new study in the journal Nature Medicine.
Cool. Is that the end?
No. It was a study on fitness and exercise, and it was led by a group of scientists from the University of Sydney's Charles Perkins Centre in Australia.
Oh!
And in this study, the researchers wanted to find out just what kind of exercise and how much of it is really needed to live a long and healthy life.
Huh. You don't say.
Well, according to Little Buff Bunny, you only need to spend 8 hours a day, 8 days a week. But his guarantee only works in his gym with his special equipment and coaching and nutritional supplements and branded athletic wear.
Well, that's just the thing, Mindy. 8 hours a day, even 1 hour a day, is actually a lot. And that doesn't even include the time it takes to ride to his gym in a shopping cart or the money you need to join it.
Yeah, I guess it was kind of a pain to get everyone down here.
Yeah, I'll say.
But it's probably worth it for a whole lifestyle change.
Yeah, I'm worth it, baby.
But what if there was a better way. What if you didn't have to change your whole lifestyle just to fit in enough exercise to keep your body healthy and fit?
What are you even talking about, Guy Raz?
Yeah, what are you talking about, Guy Raz?
I'm talking about the kind of exercise where you do the things you would normally do in a given day, just more intensely.
Like, instead of eating tacos like a normal person, I power shove them into my mouth?
Well,
Or instead of normal snooping, I work twice as hard to get up in everyone's business?
No, not quite.
Or chase squirrels.
No, wait, what?
You know, chase squirrels instead of possums.
I'm not sure that's... Ooh,
or push G-Force up a hill in a shopping cart?
Well, okay. I suppose all those ideas could work, but according to this study, the scientists were thinking something more along the lines of rapidly climbing stairs and speed walking to a friend's house instead of driving.
Oh!
And doing these kinds of things about 3 or 4 times a day in 1 to 2 minute bursts.
Huh. Wait a minute, Guy Raz. You're telling me that these scientists discovered that with 1 to 2 minute blasts of movement 3 or 4 times a day, we could be in the kind of shape where we wouldn't need Little Buff Bunny's big gym at all?
Well, yeah.
How did the researchers even discover this, Guy Raz?
Yeah, how did the researchers discover this, Guy Raz?
Well, they did what any good scientist would do. They conducted an experiment.
Oh, wow.
And for the experiment, they studied the health information of 25,000 people in the United Kingdom.
Whoa, 25,000? That's a lot of people from jolly old England.
Huh.
That was terrible.
Ugh, sorry, I'm bad at accents.
Now, the 25,000 people they studied are people who were not big exercisers, but they wore these little fitness trackers every day for a span of almost 7 years.
Oh, I wear a fitness tracker. It's my little Bitfit, and it tracks how many steps I take. So now I know it takes me 48 steps to get to the mail, 252 steps to water my azaleas, and 1,244 steps to secretly follow Mindy to the dog park.
Dennis!
What are you doing at the dog park, Mindy? You don't have a dog!
Right. And Dennis, your little Bitfit probably also contains other information, like how hard your heart is pumping, when you're the most active during the day, and for how long.
Ah, little Bitfit! You're such a snoop.
I should also note that on average, the 25,000 people in the study were around 60 years old.
Okay, so 25,000 60-year-olds who don't exercise much.
Meaning that they probably did not belong to Little Buff Bunny's big gym.
Or any gym.
Not even a jungle gym?
Nope.
Wow.
Okay, so let me get this straight. The researchers took 25,000 60-year-olds who wore fitness trackers for just about 7 years and studied every little bit of health information that the trackers could collect?
That's right.
Wow.
Information like how much they moved over the course of a day, or how hard their hearts were pumping, or the amount of time they spent moving their bodies more intensely. Things like that.
This is a lot of snooping.
And what did they find, Guy Raz?
Yeah.
Well, they found that for the people who had 1 to 2 minute bursts of exercise 3 to 4 times a day, well, they were just about 50% less likely to die from diseases related to their heart.
Ah, so all of those blasts of movements kept their hearts pumping and strong and their blood flowing?
That would make sense. The heart and the arteries that carry blood throughout the body make up the body's cardiovascular system.
Ooh, cardiovascular system. Sounds fancy.
Dennis!
Well, it does.
And what these researchers found was that even after just a few bursts of intense movement a few times a day, well, that can often be enough to keep the cardiovascular system in shape.
Huh. By getting oxygen to our blood?
Exactly. And keeping the arteries or pathways to our hearts clear for the blood to pump through.
Giving the heart the power to pump more blood?
That's right. And to work better overall.
Wow.
Well, I believe it when I see it.
Okay, so let me get this straight. The research suggests that just going bonker balls on some of the movements that we're already doing every day can be enough?
Well, yeah.
So we don't need to exercise 8 hours a day, 8 days a week?
Not only do you not need to, but you probably shouldn't. Exercise is good, but too much could be bad for your body.
Wow.
8 days a week is way too much, especially because a week only has 7 days.
Right.
Yeah, only 7 days, huh?
Well, you learn something new every week.
I guess.
Hey! Hey, you!
Me?
Yeah!
It's Lil Buff Bunny! Mindy, I think he's talking to you!
You look like you could use an expensive and time-intensive workout regimen that will turn your body inside out and your life upside down.
No, thank you!
What? But aren't you worth it?
No, she is not. And I'm not worth it neither.
Me too.
I'm worth it. What's it gonna take, little Buff Bunny?
Tennis!
Quiet, feller.
Aw, yeah, honey. All it takes is your time and money.
Yippee! I've got those. Sign me up.
Tennis!
Feller!
What?
Okay. Everyone back in the shopping cart.
Why?
We need to get out of here before any of you get sucked into Little Buff Bunny's big fitness scam.
Well, okay. Can we take turns pushing and riding this time?
Echo front seat.
There's only one seat.
You can sit on my lap.
Okay.
And while we're making our way back up the hill, we can take turns coming up with new and extreme ways of getting little bursts of exercise into our lives.
Oh, I'll go first. Extreme pillow fighting.
Yeah. How about extreme chasing Dennis out of my gingerbread mansion?
Yeah. Wait, no.
How about extreme dancing to the beat of my knuckle cracking? Ha! Cha-cha!
Yeah.
How about extreme squirrel wrestling?
Huh?
Yeah.
I've got one. How about extreme closet organizing?
No!
Oh, I'll organize closets with you guys.
Oh, boy.
Mindy, you sure you don't want to join?
Uh-uh.
Fine, more exercise for me.
Wow in the World will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd, but we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Back to the show.
Wow in the World.
Hi, thanks for calling Wow in the World. After the beep, get ready to record.
Hi, I'm Calvin and I live in Austin, Texas. My Wow in the World is that if you look at a boa constrictor or a python skeleton, you'll find little leg bones. Say hi to Grandma G-Force.
Oh.
Thomas Fingerling.
Ooh, cool, dude.
Dennis.
Hi.
And Reggie for me. Bye.
Hello, my name is Andrew, and I live in Texas. My wow is that when baby koalas are born, they are the size of a jelly bean. Isn't that bonker balls? Say hi to Mindy, Dairaj, Grandma G-Force.
Booyah!
Dennis.
Howdy.
And dun-da-da, Static Man.
I am Static Man!
Hi, my name is Aldo. I live in Missoula, Montana, and I want to tell you that peregrine falcons are the fastest bird on Earth, and they can glide down at 200 miles per hour. Bye.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Dean. I'm from Whitby, Ontario in Canada. My wow in the world is that spider monkeys can climb with their tails. Say hi to Reggie, Grandma G-Force.
Oh, yeah.
Thomas Fingerling.
Who, me?
Dennis.
Hi there.
And the sleigh cats, Debbie, Donna, Pam, and Miss Dixon, Carol, Cheryl, Janice, and Steve. And don't forget Static Man.
Hi, my name is Sadie, and I'm from Kinston, North Carolina. My wow in the world is that a golden eagle's talons are thought to be 10 times stronger than a human's hand. Isn't that bonkerballs? Say hi to Grandma G-Force.
Oh, snap.
Thomas Fingerling.
What?
And Dennis, a.k.a. Static Man.
Oh, would you look at that.
Oh, and don't forget Reggie. Bye.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Caroline, and I live in Boston, Massachusetts. My wow in the world is that orcas are not really whales. They're actually the largest dolphins in the world. Isn't that bonkerballs? They hang a Grandma G-Force.
Well, I guess.
Thomas Fingerling.
Oh, oh, wow.
Reggie, Benoit Dennis, and Don Don Don, Static Man.
What?
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Charlie from Bedford, New Hampshire. Am I well that M&Ms were on all space shuttle missions after 1981? Astronauts gobbled them up like Pac-Man as they floated in the craft. Say hi to Reggie. Dennis.
Oh, wow.
Bucky the Horse. The Sleigh Cats. And Jed Anderson for me.
Oh, who's that?
I don't know.
End of messages.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to WOW in the World early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. WOW in the World is written by Mindy Thomas and Tom Van Kalken with help from me, Guy Raz.
Original sound design and music editing is done by our supervising producer, Jed Anderson and Tyler Thole. You can also hear Jed Anderson in the voices of Dennis, Thomas Fingerling, Reggie, and many of the other silly characters you hear on our show.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight as our fact checker, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the WOW at Tinkercast.
Our theme song was composed and performed by 3-time Grammy nominees, The Pop-Ups. Find them at thepopups.com.
Special thanks to Steph Sosa, Henry Moskal, Ruth Morrison, Rebecca Caban, Kit Ballinger, Sana Ali Mohammed, Anna Zagorski, and all of the other tinkerers at Tinkercast HQ.
To keep the wows rolling, visit us at tinkercast.com. There you can learn more about becoming an official member of the World Organization of Wowzers. Learn about upcoming events, shop our WOW shop, find our best-selling books, and learn about all of our other amazing podcasts from Tinkercast.
Grown-ups, you can follow WOW in the World on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at WOW in the World. And our email address is hello@tinkercast.com.
And if you're a kid with a big WOW to share with us, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW for a chance to be featured at the end of our show or an upcoming episode of Two What's and a WOW.
Thanks again for listening, and until next time,
keep on WOWing!
WOW in the World was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Wondery.
Thanks for sticking around after the show. And now it's time for a special sneak peek at Tinkercast and Wondery's brand new podcast, Once Upon a Beat. You can listen to the first 6 episodes right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts. New episodes will be available everywhere starting May 1st.
What's up? What's up? I'm your fairy godfather of
hip-hop DJ Fuge. And over here is my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch. You ever think some of those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Well, we are over here digging through some crates of stories and tracks to bring you a fresh spin on the classics on our new podcast for kids and families, Once Upon a Beat. This is Once Upon a Beat.
It's time to take it back.
It's DJ Fuge.
Baby Scratch.
Remix the classic stories retold. Mystery and magic, adventures unfold. Once Upon a Beat tells tales as old as time, but with brand new rhymes. And these classic tales all have a twist. We add some new beats and they get a remix. Rapunzel's got curly hair with a mind of its own. And Aladdin's got a genie trapped in his phone.
Oh, we used to do lamps, but now we have better tech.
We got a little country mouse who couldn't be cuter. John Henry rap battles a hip-hop computer.
I searched for the worst rapper in my whole database and came up with this picture. Wow, that's your face.
The tortoise is working. The hare's taking selfies. And we got a whole pack of wolves just trying to be healthy.
Who wants roasted rutabaga?
Goldilocks got a voice that could rock the whole nation. And our big bad wolf is so busy, he needs a vacation.
I quit!
When classic tales and hip-hop meet, it's a whole new story. It's Once Upon a Beat. From Wondery and Tinkercast, creators of Who's Amazing Life and Wow in the World, comes Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen everywhere on May 1st, or you can binge the first 6 episodes early and ad-free on Wondery Plus starting on April 10th. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Once Upon a Beat!